Today, we are going to head to an exhibit at Island Mountain Arts in Wells called The Days of Augusta. Our very own Andrew Curiata has prepared a story about the exhibit. And Andrew, what do we need to know about this exhibit before we hear about it?
Not a lot, really. Mary Augusta Tapage Evans was a member of the Soda Creek First Nation in the Cariboo region. She was born in 1888, and in the 1960s, she met the writer Jean E. Spear in Williams Lake. Jean collected some of Mary's stories and published them in a book, alongside a series of photos by Robert Kiesier. And that book came out in 1971, and Mary died just a few years later. So this exhibit was put together by the Penticton Art Gallery last year. It has Robert's photos, but also some recordings that Jean made while she was interviewing Mary. So when I found out those recordings existed, I asked Island Mountain Arts to send me some, and they very kindly did so. So what you're about to hear is Jean telling me about her friendship with Mary, and that's interspliced with one of these old recordings that Jean made. It's Mary telling the story of an old woman who was left for dead in Soda Creek and what happened after that. And that's really the setup, so here it is.
Well, my name is Jean Spear, and I've lived in the country all my life. I was born here in Quesnel. And I got to know Mary Augusta Tapage because I lived in Williams Lake, realized that she had a story to tell when I met her at a rodeo one day. And I spent quite a bit of time that summer going out to interview her.
This woman, they used to camp down Soda Creek, yes, and all the rest left her and went up to that Thai lake.
That's a strange little thing to tell you, but anyway, the Indians had a little shop open that day for the, it was at the rodeo in Williams Lake. And I noticed this Indian woman going around, and she had a funny way of clicking her tongue and shaking her head when she didn't like something. So finally I went up to her and I said, "What is it you don't like about what you're looking at?" And she said, "It's not the way we used to make it." So then she proceeded to tell me how they used to make the baskets for the Indian babies and how this one was failing. It didn't come up to her standards by any means.
Well, anyhow, this old lady, she was sick with rheumatics, and she was left alone there to die, I guess. Die or live. It was either one or the two.
She didn't like the way a lot of the things were done. And so I said, "I'd like to come out and visit with you during the summer. Do you mind?" "Oh," she said, "you come anytime." So I did.
I don't know if she had any fire. There was no matches in those days.
So I did. I went back and forth to her home many times. It was at Soda Creek. We talked about all kinds of things, and the book Augusta came out of it.
Well, anyhow, this old lady, I guess she got tired laying down, and she managed to wiggle her toes and move her fingers. Finally, she sat up. How many days after they left her, it doesn't say, but she must have sat up.
I didn't want to intrude upon it with the English language at all, or the English way of saying things. So I did as much as I could to keep it in her type of lingo, which was a lilting sort of rhyming way of talking, you know.
In the meantime, she would move her feet up and down like that, wiggle her toes and move her arms. How fast, I couldn't tell you, but she did. And in the meantime, she managed to stand up with her stick, with her cane. Yes, she stood up, but she didn't walk. She just stood up, and she kept it up till she could walk.
Oh, she was quite pleased with it, very pleased with it. It's the first book, I was told not too long ago, where the Indian has written the book in words, and that I wrote it down for her.
Well, when she could walk, she walked all over that place. Soda Creek, where they left her, you know, the dog. She walked and walked. She was happy to walk again, I guess. So finally, this certain day, she thought about Thai Lake. And she said to herself, "I'm going out there."
She died while I was away in England. I was doing a tour of Europe and visiting all the haunts over there. And I was quite saddened to know that she had died.
Well, the next day, she made Thai Lake. And these people were eating their meal, whether it was the dinner time meal, couldn't find the supper time meal. And I guess when they saw her, they got scared of her. Thought it was a ghost or while she was walking. She walked right where they had been eaten, and they all left in the woods and ran off. Well, she sat down, she started to eat. I guess she was hungry. She was hungry.
When I was at Penticton for the show, there were three of her granddaughters came down from Williams Lake country to be at the show as well. Very nice and very charming.
And she tells them, come over here, it's me. It's me that you left to die, but I didn't die, it's me.
It was just like being home again, and somehow it was, you know, like being in her home, listening to her talk to me. And yeah, I really enjoyed it, everything about it.
And I guess she was kind of sore at them because she left her to die, but she didn't die. Yes. People long ago wouldn't have thought there was no sick people.